Do you know for sure if you were to die today that you'd go to heaven? The Bible actually says that we can know for sure. In 1 John 5:13, it says, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." So the Bible says we can know for sure, and it's based on whether or not we believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, if we're based on how good we are, we wouldn't know, are we good enough? And the answer to that question is no, we're not good enough, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says in Romans 3, 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then in Romans 6, 23, it tells us what the punishment for our sin is, because we've all sinned, we all come short. And the Bible says in Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death. So we're all going to die one day. But not only are we going to die physically, but also the Bible talks about what's called the second death. It says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So it mentions some really bad sins like murderers, sorcerers, but then it also says all liars. Now, I know I've lied before, and I believe everyone's lied before, but not only that, we've done other things on that list. So every single one of us is a sinner, and according to the Bible, every single one of us deserves to go to hell, because even all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. But the good news is that God loves us. So if God loves us, of course he doesn't want us to go to hell. So the Bible tells us in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So when the Bible says that Jesus Christ died for us, it's basically saying that he took our punishment for us, okay? So Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he lived a perfect life that no one else could live. The Bible says he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. So because he was God in the flesh, he was totally without sin. Of course, he preached the truth. He did a lot of miracles. And eventually, you know, there were a lot of people that didn't like what he had to say. Of course, when you speak the truth, you end up offending people. So Jesus Christ was arrested. He was beaten. He was spat upon. He was whipped. And ultimately, he was nailed to the cross. And the Bible says that he himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree. So when Jesus Christ was on that cross, every sin that I've ever done and every sin that you've ever done, it was as if he had done it. So when Jesus Christ died on the cross, they took his body and they buried it in the tomb. And his soul went down to hell for 3 days and three nights. And then 3 days later, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. And he even showed the disciples the holes in his hands and in his side, just to prove that it was really him and that he had bodily risen from the dead. Now, Jesus Christ died for everybody, but everybody's not automatically going to heaven, because there's one thing that we must do in order to be saved. The Bible asked the question one time, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." So the one thing that we must do to be saved is to believe on Jesus Christ. The most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So it's not whosoever's good enough. It's not whosoever goes to church. It's not whosoever gets baptized and puts money in the offering plate and, you know, stops sinning or cleans up their life. I mean, those are all good things to do. But when it comes to being saved, it's just one thing that we must do to be saved, which is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So our salvation is not of works. It's only by our faith in Jesus Christ that we're saved. It's simply believing on Christ that saves us. The Bible says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." There are two kinds of people in this world: those who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and those who are condemned because they haven't. Now, the greatest thing about being saved is that once you're saved, God gives you eternal life. Okay, now eternal means forever. So once you're saved forever. Okay, so let's say, for example, you know, after I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I were to go out and commit a really bad sin, okay? And let's just get crazy and say that I were to murder someone, okay? Well, obviously God's going to punish me for that, you know? I'm going to get probably arrested, put in prison. I could get the death penalty. Maybe someone will kill me or beat me up or hurt me or my family or whatever. But here's the thing. God will certainly punish me for that on this earth. Or, you know, let's say I went out and committed a horrible sin like adultery. That's another huge sin. You know, God could cause me to get a disease or to lose my family or to lose my job or even to die. Okay, so when we commit big sins, we're going to get a big punishment on this earth in this lifetime. If we commit a small sin, we'll get a small punishment. But those punishments will come in this lifetime. We will not lose our salvation. Because Jesus Christ said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So once we're saved, we have eternal life. We shall not come into condemnation. Jesus said, whosoever liveth and believeth me shall never die. And look, after we're saved, we're still going to sin. Nobody's perfect. Nobody on this earth is totally without sin. The Bible says if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So it's just that after we're saved, if we sin, God will punish us on this earth, but he will not take our salvation away from us because we have eternal life and nothing can change that. It's sort of like my children. You know, the Bible says that if we believe on Jesus Christ, we become a child of God. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So I have rules for my children, and if my children break the rules, I'm going to discipline them. I'm going to punish them, but I'm not going to throw them out of the family. I'm not going to look at them and say, oh, that's it, you're not my son anymore. They're still going to be my child. They're going to be disciplined, but I'm still going to love them. And it's the same thing with God. Once you have believed on Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're his son, you're his daughter. And if you commit sins in this world, he'll punish you for those in this world, just like a loving father disciplines his children, but he will not throw you out of the family. So again, salvation is by faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then it goes on to say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you're watching this video and you believe what I've just shared with you from the scripture, you believe that Jesus died for all your sins, that he was buried, that he rose again, and you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, not by being a good person, not by turning from your sins and turning over a new leaf, not by joining the church or going through religious rituals. If you believe that salvation is simply by believing in Christ, and if you believe that salvation is a one-time thing, you know, where you believe in Christ and you're a child of God, you're born again and nothing can separate you from the love of God. If you believe what I've shared with you here, then I want to help lead you in a prayer to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior right now. And so just bow your head and pray this with me if you're watching this video and you believe this. Because look, saying these words doesn't save you unless you actually believe in your heart. It's all about faith. We're saved by faith. So let's pray this together. Say, dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but I believe that you died on the cross for all my sins and rose again. Please save me right now and give me eternal life. I'm only trusting you, Jesus. Amen. Now look, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven and that he died and was buried and rose again and that you're going to heaven because of his finished work on the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection, if you believe that and you just prayed that prayer, then you are saved and you're on your way to heaven. And so now I'd encourage you to join a Baptist church in your area. Find a Baptist church that preaches the King James Bible, hopefully one that has a soul winning program so that you can grow more, read your Bible, etc. And check out more videos on our channel, which is S. Anderson 1611, where you can learn more about the Word of God and grow more in your Christian walk. God bless you. Have a great day.